to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I am Robbie Earhart, and the Mighty House team, the all-female Mighty House team, is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and you don't know what to do? Give us a call today especially. Call us at 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, or replace a switch or outlet. Give us a call, 847-475-1590. That number again is 847-475-1590. We have open phones right now, so get your question in. In the first hour, we will be talking with Allison Case from Integro Rehab and have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Lisa Albrecht.
Woo! First time ever.
In the second hour, we'll be talking with Angie Macy from ANG Electrical, then Martha Lorino from Mr. Floor, and have Clutter Clarity with the Auntie Robbie, Sherry Schultz.
Yeah.
In the third hour, we'll be talking with Mimi Altman from NARI and Commissioner Judy Freiland from the Chicago Building Department, and of course, your phone calls for the entire 3 hours. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We are broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them all at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Follow us on the Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Hashtag Mighty House. So, you ready, everybody? Give us a call, 847-475-1590, and you will have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They are all non-toxic and environmentally safe. Learn more at MrFloor.com. The drawing will be at the end of the show. Wow, Ron does that every week.
And you did it. We all did it flawlessly.
We don't.
You did a great job.
Flawlessly.
So excited. Women in the trades, women in construction, women in building commissioners, women electricians, women plumbers, and I have Lisa and Sherry.
What more could you need?
This is unbelievable. All the Robbies, the
all
Sherrys,
the Robbies in the same room.
and nothing has imploded.
And I am not with you two ever on the air at the same time. So, Lisa, tell us about yourself.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Whoops. Okay. Sherry, tell us about yourself.
Hey, everybody. I am Sherry Winchester Schultz. I work for Crawford Supply. It's a plumbing supply house. We also sell cabinetry. And I've been in the trades since 2007 when I opened Chicago Home Improvement Magazine. So I used to own and publish a remodeling magazine.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I went to work for one of my customers, Floor and Decor.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've got a flooring background, flooring and tile, backsplash, that kind of stuff, and did that for 3 years. And then I went to work for Crawford Supply, another one of my advertisers.
How did you decide to start a magazine on home improvement?
I kind of didn't. It picked me. I used to sell advertising for an entertainment magazine. I did that for 9 years.
Which one?
It was called Suburban Nightlife.
Okay.
It was a free monthly magazine. And I left there and thought I was going to go do something different. And I did for 3 whole months. And I went from the frying pan into the fire, as far as bosses are concerned. And so left that guy and was looking for something to do. And my former editor at the entertainment magazine said, hey, I just switched jobs. They're going to start this new magazine called Chicago Home Improvement. You should come here. And I'm like, I don't want to sell advertising again. But I did. And a couple of months after I started, they made me the publisher. And a couple months after that, they're like, okay, now you're going to own it.
And whoa.
I'm like, what? And so, yeah, I went down to Atlanta and I signed the papers to purchase the magazine. And 2 weeks after I did that is when the economy tanked.
Oh.
And then for 5 years, I tried to sell advertising to the people who were like, yeah, I want to buy an ad from you, Sherry, but like I have to pay my light bill. And I went from, you know, 17 employees to just one full-time and one part-time guy because, like, he's been working for me for 30 years and I can't let him go.
I had no idea.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. 17 employees, you bought a magazine, and then... Was it a regional thing? So there were different ones?
Yeah, there were... It was all modeled on Atlanta Home Improvement Magazine. And they opened one in D.C., the Twin Cities, Chicago, Dallas, and North Carolina Triangle.
Could you sell it back to them? Whoever the them is?
Oh, no. No, they also owned real estate magazines, so they saw what was coming, I think. And that's why they're like, all right, let's get out from under this. We'll sell it to her.
Wow.
Yeah. But here's the thing is that in that 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 6 or 7 years I had the magazine, I met so many awesome people. And, you know, getting into the world of construction or modeling and the trades, it's awesome. I didn't want to leave, which was why it was so easy to go, you know, work for Floor and Decor and Crawford Supply. I got to work with the same people.
Nice.
Just sell them different things.
Lisa?
All right. Well, funny thing, 2007, that was my date.
Come on.
Really? Seriously. Yeah. That must have been the year of change.
Wait, now I have to think of when I got let go from my previous job. Maybe it was 2007. But anyway, go ahead.
So I was working in online advertising. I worked for a great company called Cool Savings. At the time, they were Groupon before Groupon. But I realized that at the end of the day, it didn't feel like it mattered.
We both have advertising backgrounds.
We have advertising backgrounds.
Yeah.
You too?
You too?
That's
no way.
What I was in advertising.
Well, maybe that's how we became communicators.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So funny. Parallel paths.
Okay.
Abound.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so, you know, I enjoyed my job. I liked my customers. I had some great customers. The Gap, Pampers, Suave. I had a lot of national players, not a name brand recognition, but it didn't seem like it mattered every day. And I literally was stuck in a snowstorm driving from Minnesota to Chicago one Thanksgiving, sat in the car. They shut down 94. I was in the car all by myself for 8 hours.
No. Okay, yeah. This is a story in itself. Okay, go ahead.
And I decided I was tired of complaining all the time. So I figured I've got nothing better to do and I'm going to figure out my next step. And within 5 minutes, I had asked myself two questions. What infuriates me about the planet and what or my world and what motivates me? I have no tolerance for the mistreating of our universe, of how poor we are at taking care of the only earth we have. When I first went to college, I wanted to be a ceramic engineer because I wanted to study solar panels. And I realized that was my calling and I had gotten off track. And so then I had seven hours and 50 minutes to go in the snowstorm.
Well, okay, back up 1 second. Sherry had a question about...
In college, you knew that you wanted to study solar panels?
I did. Like... All my science fair projects as a kid were solar related.
Come on.
And when I got to school, and this was, you know, this is kind of a teaser for the tip of the week, but when I got to school, I realized I wasn't an engineer, and so I thought I couldn't do solar. And it didn't occur to me that there were many other jobs in the field. I didn't have to actually manufacture them and be the inventor.
Were you one of the first women in the field?
When I changed my major, my guidance counselor begged me not to because she said I was the only woman in the entire nation in the field.
Come on.
Yeah. And little did I know, there's a documentary coming out soon, and I was looking at the dates, and this is the history of solar. It was the same time that I was doing all my science fair experiments as a kid. So I didn't know I was a pioneer.
How nice.
So I got back on the train later.
Good so what is a ceramic engineer?
Ceramic engineer is anything that is produced under high temperatures that is not made of metal. Metallurgical engineering is everything, pretty much everything else. And ceramic engineering is porous materials, silicon, things like that. So in glass, anything that's manufactured in high temperature.
I had no idea that existed in the world.
Neither did my parents when I told them it was my major.
That is amazing.
So now I've been doing solar for 10 years and love it and wouldn't have turned around.
That's
love
awesome.
Every second.
And, you know, this is why we need to have an all-women show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because Ron doesn't dig deep into this to find all these interesting things. And who would have known, you know, that you were truly a pioneer? Who would have known that you picked up this magazine right when the recession hits? I mean, that's just, ugh.
Yeah.
And that we all have a background in advertising sales.
Right.
That's just crazy. So yeah. It was Ron that pulled me out of my slump and brought me here. So
yeah. Now, how did you and Ron meet?
I was trying to sell him advertising. Okay, that's the truth. Give us a call at 847-475-1590, and you will have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally friendly. Find out at Mr. Floor.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Get your headphones on.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We are broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House, a home improvement show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them all at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on the Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House, hashtag Mighty House. Give us a call. Give us a call, 847-475-1590, and you will have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They are all non-toxic and environmentally safe. Learn more at MrFloor.com. Newsletter. We have a newsletter now. Sign up at MightyHouse.net. And yes, we have a newsletter.
It's an awesome newsletter.
Yeah, it's short. It just tells you what's happening this week and gives a question.
Yeah.
That's
no, it's really
it's
easy to read.
Short
I like
and simple.
It. Yeah.
At some point, we will have our first guest calling in, and that will be Allison Case from Integral Rehab. She will be calling in, and we will be talking to her because this is Women in Construction.
Allie's lovely.
Yes, and what we were talking about before the show started was very funny because we were saying, gee, I wonder what a building commissioner does, and, you know, how did she get into this? And I'm like, wait. Let's talk about this now. So later on, we're having a guest, the building Chicago's building commissioner. And I was saying, I don't even know what that person does, let alone how she got into this. So let's chat about that for a minute.
Well,
that's our cue.
Thank you. I have to read the next set of scripts.
I'm looking forward to, you know, really understanding how she got to the role, because I know my day job, I sell and design solar energy systems, and frequently when it's particularly a commercial project but also residential projects, I'm often the only woman on the job site. And it's funny because particularly when I'm at, let's say, maybe a large commercial project when we're doing solar hot water, and maybe there's, you know, 40 trades sitting around the room and I'm the only one wearing a pink hard hat, you know, people kind of look to see if I brought the coffee. And then when I start to ask questions about, well, when are you going to have, the interior framed out because I need to get my pipes in the wall? Are you using spray foam insulation or, you know, what's going on so that I can plan for my crew? And then all of a sudden heads turn and they're like, oh,
she's one of us.
She had legitimate questions. And then my favorite is when I actually can solve a problem, because a lot of times if we're sitting around and they're talking about, well, this and that needs to be organized. And I feel like one of the things that I add well is being able to look globally at a project and come up with suggestions. And I might say, and you know, it kind of makes me crazy because I find myself, even after 10 years in this industry, of couching my answers of going, well, I might not understand everything. And I think, Robbie, you do this too, of saying, you know, making an excuse of, well, you know, I this might or might not be a good idea. Whereas a guy would never couch it.
Mm-mm.
They would just come out with a suggestion.
I read an article about that we women have a tendency to do that.
Right.
And
pleases and
just,
sorries and mm-hmm. excuse me's, and as opposed to just putting our ideas out there for the legitimacy that they have.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you find that, you know, currently when you're also on job sites, Sherry.
Not as much. And maybe that's just because I just, you know, blunder through. Just keep, I'll ask a question. I find that I've not had, I really thought that I would get pushback. You know, going from the entertainment industry with restaurants and bars and nightclubs and dealing with men and that situation, I thought it's going to be more of the same, you know, because everybody knows that the stereotypical men in construction, hard hats, you walk past a job site, they're whistling and catcalling at you. And you know what? I have to say, in 10 years, I really have not, I don't think I've ever experienced that.
Yeah,
not
I haven't had a lot, a little bit. And definitely, you know, the pink hard hat, really. I mean, it truly, it's sitting here in studio.
Yes, it is.
It truly is a pink hard hat, which, you know, kind of draws the attention. You know, I'm asking for it in some respects. I do find I get respected, particularly as soon as, once I make a good, legitimate comment, I feel like I've earned it on the floor. It doesn't take much. Yeah. And that's impressive. I don't know that that's true of all people's experience. I mean, maybe if I was, you know, a journeyman walking on to a job site and, you know, maybe we can ask, you know, some of our guests later, you know, if that's also been their experience and how much they have to prove themselves. And I'm lucky because I'm in a specialty trade that they don't know anything about, you know, and so I can bring that to the table as well.
Well, for me in plumbing, I don't know as much about plumbing. I know a little bit about a lot of things. And that was one thing that the magazine did provide me was that knowledge, because the magazine was half editorial and half advertising. So it wasn't just an ad book. So I learned a little bit about a lot of things. Plus, I've owned homes. You know, I've owned my own home for, you know, 30 plus years. So when you do that, you know, it's a lot of trial by fire even. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had a natural curiosity about things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things, you know, it's just common sense if you stop to think about it. You know, it's either a little bit of physics or, you know, logic. But when I explained to them, it's like, look, I don't know everything there is to know about plumbing, but my inside guys do. And they're the ones who need to know. You know, I just need to know who to call.
Yeah.
That's
and,
all
and
I
And having
need.
The right team behind you. To,
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel really lucky. I mean, since day one, I've had equal pay. Even though I had 4 years less experience in selling solar, I was brought into solar service immediately as an equal, you know, and so I had exactly the same compensation package. And I know that's not necessarily true of everyone.
That's yeah.
You know, and so I feel very lucky that I landed with a really great group. You know, I mean, my crew is all guys, they do respect my opinions, particularly when I have a logical solution where I, you know, they might be, you know, arm wrestling some, you know, trying to figure out a pipe run to get from the roof down to the mechanical room or whatever. And I'll say, oh, because ultimately I am a lazy person. People wouldn't think so because I'm very productive.
Moving. You are all over the place.
But I think maybe I'm lazy. Maybe I'm efficient because I'm so lazy. And so, you know, I'll look for it. And I'm like, well, what if we go from this room to that room to that room? And they'll just look at me like, okay, you can leave now. but no, I feel lucky that I've had a pretty gentle path, and I don't a lot of women haven't, and I think the women who have trailed, you know, before me,
you're right, the trailblazers,
mm-hmm. and have, you know, created a path that allows you know, me to be an equal in the room. I do find occasionally I get some mansplaining that tends to be more from the customer side than I think from the trade side. And I don't know if you find that as much, but it's interesting that, you know, suddenly everyone's an expert.
Yeah. Well, you know, HGTV has and all of that has really learned everybody.
I think so.
Not for the better most times.
Well, and I think sometimes. Yeah, exactly. I think sometimes those shows are a bit frustrating because they do, have the women sometimes in silly roles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're the sidekicks.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I would say, sorry to interrupt this conversation.
we're dominating. Sorry.
No. I don't mind because I have a little administrative task to take care of. So I apologize because I miss a little bit of this. This is what I love about women. There's not going to be a single moment of dead air.
I know.
I'm just saying.
There's always something we can talk about.
Not a moment. Two things. One is it wouldn't be a woman's show without me saying you have the most awesome shoes.
Oh, thank you.
Those are beautiful. Do you ever drive past a road construction site? 80% of the time, it's the woman holding the slow sign.
Yes. Yeah.
If not 90-95% of the time.
Yes.
And the crews are upset about that because that was usually the job for the guy who was injured or an older construction worker, so he can continue to work on the job site. And that's why they're upset with the women taking that position.
How do you know this?
They told me.
Who's the they?
guys who work on those side crews?
I don't know anybody who does that.
I don't.
Kind of...
I am, you know, all everybody. Over the place. I meet a lot of people. Yeah. Aside from, you know, the plumbing stuff, I also have a couple of bands that I
and you're in
play
a theater
and
company.
Yeah, and I help run a small theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I do, you know, like short films and commercials. I did a commercial for Ron.
Did you?
For DNR Services. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Me and Mike Novak.
Oh,
we played
my
husband
gosh.
And wife. It was hilarious. Oh, you can brilliant. Still see it on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to Google that while you continue talking about the women holding the construction sign and continue what you were talking about. Thank you.
But no, I think that's a great point, is that when you do go past a construction site that you know, there are some stereotypical roles. This morning I saw a political ad that was just brilliant. It's a woman who's running in Kentucky. She is in the Navy. And she's a pilot. And when she was 13, she knew that she wanted to be a pilot in the military. And now she's running for office. And people have told her whole life she can't do that because she's a girl. And it was just a really inspirational. It wasn't, you know, a nasty, mean political ad. And I think that's what women add to everything. You know, I think between and not to bash men, not at all to bash men.
No.
But I think that we add a level of I don't know if it's just the nurturing side or, you know, or what other things it might be. But women add an awful lot.
The diversity. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a phone call here. Jeff calling in to comment on women in construction. Ben, do you have Jeff on the phone? Jeff?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for calling us. You're listening to the Women of Mighty House.
I love the Women of Mighty House. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And
good. Lisa's here as well.
Good morning,
Hi, Lisa.
Jeff. Hi.
I don't think we've met before, but I've met Sherry and Robbie numerous times.
Yeah.
So, hey, I was listening to the conversation because I always listen to Mighty House, and I think it's a great topic, but I think you have to give some credit, if you want to call it that, to how far society's come, you know.
Yeah.
It's actually gotten to a point where there's this, for different reasons, there's this vacuum out there, and for people in construction in general. And there's even a greater vacuum, I think, for the general skill sets and mindsets that women bring to a workplace. It could be any workplace. You know, there's such more emphasis these days on safety, you know, OSHA rules and regulations, things like that, where... I'm stereotyping a little bit here, but typical, you know, young guys, it's like, yeah, we don't need that. You know, they don't want to worry about safety until they see somebody lose an arm or something, you know.
No, absolutely. There was one day, a couple summers ago, we were installing solar panels over at Northeastern University, and we were working on a metal roof, and the ambient temperature was like 101 or so, which means on a roof it was probably 140 or something. And
right.
I stood on the ground with a stopwatch. And I was like, okay, you've been on the roof for 15 minutes. It's time to come down. And they're like, well, I'm fine. I'm like, no,
for
I'm
now.
Not calling your wife yeah. from the hospital when you have heat stroke.
That's
and they're
right.
like, okay, no one ever does this. And I was like, well, we're doing it today because it was my job. And
yeah, not yeah. on my watch.
Right. And, you know, technology's gotten to the point now where I'm not saying construction work is easy, but it's easier. And, you know, the tools are better. They do a lot more of the work for us. Just think of nail guns as opposed
oh, yeah.
to
right. actually hammering it in.
Thank you so much, Jeff. We're going to have to take a break right now. All right, everybody, give us a call. We have some great women in the studio today. 847-475-1590.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We are broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them all at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on the Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House, hashtag Mighty House. Give us a call.
847-475-1590, and you will have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They are all non-toxic and environmentally safe. Learn more at MrFloor.com. Funny little aside, I'm used to Ron running the show.
Right.
So it's break time. I take the headphones off. I go to the email because all the commercials say, if you have a question, email Robbie.
Right. You got to check the email.
I do that, take the headphones off, and then I hear Ben yelling from the other room. It's on! Get ready! Robbie!
Means you this time.
I'm like, oh, shoot.
Well, so, you should be delegating. You should send us.
Yeah, we're good.
Send us to go do things for
you. I need you guys to talk.
No, we can do that.
Which, exactly.
We're all about the talking.
So, Allison Case, if you are listening, Allison runs Integral Rehab, and we were hoping that she would call in. We hope that she's fine. Because women don't usually miss appointments.
No, especially Allison. She's like really on top of things.
Right. So, you know, I hope that everything's okay. We've tried emailing you and calling you.
I went straight to voicemail.
Yeah. We do love Allison. And again, hope everything's okay. The show is all about women in construction, women in the trades, women in building, women in management, women in sales and construction, all kinds of fun things like that. And we're happy to be here. We don't know where Ron and Rich are. They just said, hey, wing it.
They skipped town.
Actually, it's so funny because I will tell you, I know exactly where Ron is. he and my husband are on a motorcycle trip.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. It was so funny because last week, they both went to the Oshkosh Air Show during the week. And I told my husband, I said, you know what? Ron's going up there. And I said, just, you know, and they don't hang out, you know, whatever. I said, just bump into them, you know. So they did. And then last week, Ron's like, you know, I was supposed to go out of town and his wife sprained her ankle or something happened. She couldn't go. And I said, oh, the Moto Guzzi rally is in Wisconsin this week. And he's like, the Moto Guzzi rally? And I go, yeah. So then Don and Ron said, we're going. And they went
And it's
together.
Don and Ron? Oh, that sounds like a...
Yeah,
that sounds like a TV show. It's a Don and Ron show. Taking their act down the road.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, so I know Ron will listen to this later. So Don calls last night and he's like, all right, we made it. Everything's cool. You know, he goes, Ron's going off to get a chair. I said, what do you mean going off to get a chair? Because they're at a rally, you know, so there's like a little entertainment or, you know, sit around a barbecue or whatever. What do you mean Ron's getting a chair? And he goes, he's driving off to Walmart or something like that. He needs a chair. And I'm like, are you kidding? I said, he is younger than you are. Tell him to sit his on the ground and just deal with it. He has to go get a chair. So anyway, the number again is 847-475-1590. And we have another caller who wants to talk about women and houses. So, Will?
How you doing, guys or girls?
You can call us guys.
Whatever.
Will, thanks for the treats this morning.
Yeah. No.
No problem. Hey, you know, I know how to handle women. I got a wife and three daughters. So
Handle women.
Yeah,
women.
Apparently you don't. If you just say you know how to handle.
Chosen that word a little better.
Be careful, Will.
I think his tongue is in his cheek.
It's not the boys here today, so be careful what you say.
His tongue's in his cheek.
Anyway, and doing my job, you know, I run into a lot of young couples buying houses and things.
Will, what is your job?
I'm a home inspector.
Okay, thank you.
But when I grew up, our parents were the children of the Depression, and so you did by yourself, you did without, and they taught us the same way. Even though they sucked the GI Bill dry, I mean, my parents had advanced college degrees and stuff, but we still like always did what we could do ourselves. I mean, we never took the car to the mechanic unless it was a transmission work. I was doing head jobs when I was 8. You know?
Oh my gosh!
So, and you know, our idea of fun, even though we lived in a, you know, a nice neighborhood, was, hey, you know, Tommy and his dad, you know, they're rewiring the house. Let's go over and help. So we learned all this stuff just doing things. And so I'm used to the guys knowing this stuff. And when I go and I have a young couple and they're buying a house and I'm sitting there explaining things and talking to them, the guy is like, I don't care. I've got my Barca lounger and, you know, my Call of Duty. And the woman is the one who's interested. And the woman is the one who calls me later. Like, I always tell my clients, if you ever need any questions or anything, just give me a call. And always the women are calling, and they're always wanting to get in stuff. So I think it's a cultural shift, which is nice. because that way guys can just sit back and watch the game more.
Anyway, so. No, I think that's absolutely true. It makes me crazy with my mom's generation. You know, my mom will say, oh, you know, your father hasn't gotten the oil changed. And I'm like, you're capable of driving everywhere but the mechanic. You can't take your car to go do it. And I'm single. I'm 52. I've always been single. I do everything myself. I do my own plumbing. I don't do electrical. Thank God I don't need anything electrical. But anything that comes with car maintenance, a patch in a wall, like anything that needs to be done around the house, I do myself. But it does, I think you're right. There's a generational thing there where it doesn't even occur to my mom. I hope she doesn't listen. Sorry, Mom, but it's true. but I think that's how she was raised. You know, I think that, you know, there's a different mindset.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly my nieces. I have 7 nieces out of 10 nieces and nephews. And I try to encourage them to, you know, do things for themselves, even if it's gross and disgusting. And you're, you know, I try and encourage them. That's why you have skin. Your hands will wash. Doesn't, you know, yeah. You can touch that bug. It's fine.
Now my daughter, who's now 26, which is crazy because I'm 27, but there's a wrinkle in the space time continuum that allows
Man,
us
that
to be
so
pretty much the same
wow.
age. I know. So she's 26 now, but when she was like 8, 9, 10, she was the one, not my son, who's just 18 months older than she is, and also just like a year older than me.
You know, Sherry, how old are you?
54.
52. I mean, again, we're all
In the same bucket. Right.
Well, you can just, you know, hang up if you want, because we've just gone on a whole new track.
Oh, sorry,
he did.
But
he just hung up. I'm sorry. I
was
joking.
But
Will, I'm so sorry.
Maybe it was an accident. But my daughter was the one who was following my husband around, watching him fix things. My daughter and our Weimaraner. Because Weimaraner sits there and watches, like, he might have to do it the next time. You know, he's watching him put the dishwasher in, and, you know, you can see him tilt his head, like, oh, that's how that slides in. All right. But my daughter was the one who was following my husband around, and she requested the tools. So for her 10th birthday, she got screwdrivers and hammers and a little toolbox, and it didn't make it pink. It was yellow. But, yeah, she was the one who got the tools. And when things go wrong at the house now, she's the one who's fixing things.
Well, it is exciting to have Will call in and say that he sees a shift.
Yeah.
And that there is a change. Because I think he's right. I think that there was a place in time, and women knew their place in time. And now that's all getting broken down.
Yeah. My mother, so I'm the oldest of 5, 4 girls, 1 boy. And my mother made sure that we girls did what any boy would do. And she also subsequently, my brother was loading the dishwasher and unloading the dishwasher and learning how to do laundry.
My brother's the best cook in the family, and he's the youngest of 4. So same thing.
Yeah.
Three girls.
And my brother, in his home, he does the cooking. You know, his wife was like, nah, she doesn't like to cook at all. Her idea, you know, it's like read the macaroni and cheese box and make that.
Yeah, we definitely did not have gender chores. Everyone took out the garbage. Everyone did the dishes. Everyone cooked. I was the oldest, so I felt, you know, put upon that I did most of it. But I'm grateful because, you know, when my dad needed help working on the car, I remember helping my dad change a carburetor. I couldn't do it now, but it was a good experience because it taught me to not be afraid of taking things apart.
That's cool.
I don't always get everything back together, but I'm definitely not afraid of taking it apart to start with. I wish Will had not hung up.
I
have
feel
other
bad.
Questions for him. Sorry, Will, that we talked
about.
Well,
we'll call back.
Yeah, Will.
You can call back.
847-475-1590.
So kind of as a teaser to, again, to the tip of the week, which we're about to get to after the next break, one of the things that I absolutely love about the solar industry in particular is how much women leadership there is.
Really?
Many of the companies, especially the big national companies, were either co-founded by women or are currently being run by women, including the Solar Energy and Industry Association, SEIA, which is the largest lobbying group in D.C., is currently headed by a woman. And so when you look at the industry as a whole, particularly a lot of the leadership roles are held by women currently.
That's awesome.
Over this last year, and this is one of the reasons why Mighty House has been kind enough to have me on the air, is to talk about legislation. And commonly, it's so interesting when the solar industry is in the room versus when it's ComEd. When it's ComEd, it's almost all men. There's maybe two or three women, and they're great women. You know, there's a couple women, really strong personalities. We don't always agree on everything, but I was impressed by, you know, the level to which they had risen within a very large utility. But when the solar and the renewable energy industry walked into the room, it was almost all women,
wow,
which is just really, really inspiring and powerful. And it was noticeable. Like, people would notice, oh, look at that. You know, and I think, you know, as we talk about a shift, I think that's a positive thing. And people say to me, you know, particularly on climate change, that I get down. But this is where I find tremendous amount of hope, is by women stepping up and leading.
I want to just mention, we got a reply back from Allison. It was an automatic reply, but I had to look up. She was going to call in. She is attending the T10 national class. I don't know what that is, so I looked it up. It's a 33-foot offshore one design with strong class rules boating championship.
Oh, yeah.
It's a national championship, has more than 25 to 30 boats participating, and that is going on today. So there's a 9-foot cockpit, inboard diesel engine. I don't even know what all this stuff.
She couldn't attend one of our NERI meetings because she was racing this sailboat.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to.
So she must be out,
right,
sailing.
Yeah. Now, I know it was very, very windy over the weekend. Here's a photo of some boats that were demasted.
Ooh.
Because the winds.
On Lake Michigan?
Yeah. It peaked at 67.3 knots, it says. Yes.
Wow.
So some yacht club is where it says Chicago, but it doesn't tell me exactly where it is. So, Allison, we know that you are very busy. And we understand.
She's probably paddling now.
If you get a chance to call in later, you know what? Please do. But we'll put information about your company, which is Integra Rehab, on the website. And you know what? You can call us next week.
Perfect.
And you could let us know all about it.
Sounds great.
With that, give us a call, 847-475-1590, and you will have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They are non-toxic, environmentally friendly. Learn more at MrFloor.com. You're listening to
Mighty House.
You guys have been waiting.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We are broadcasting worldwide and live at at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Radio Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to them all at MightyHouse.net. Do you know why I'm talking so fast?
No, why?
Because
you're trying to do your Ron impression?
Because Allison's on the phone, and women like to talk, and we have so much to say. So follow us on the Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House, hashtag Mighty House. Newsletter, sign up, MightyHouse.net. We talked about that. Give us a call at 847-475-1590. You will have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally friendly. Learn more at MrFloor.com. Mighty House Tip of the Week is coming with Lisa. But you know what? Again, we have Allison Case is on the case. Allison?
Hi, Allison.
I am here.
Okay, we apologize. We're going to blame this one on Rich. Just for the heck of it, let's blame it on Rich.
Yeah.
We talked about
he's not hearing. He's not listening, so let's go.
So, Allison, introduce yourself, please.
I am Allison Case with Integra Rehab in Chicago. Another badass woman in construction.
Sweet.
Wait, what? Do you know what? We need
a bleep
Ben,
button.
Can you just do a little, another badass woman in construction. Awesome. So, you actually are in construction.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does your company do?
So we're a general contractor, and we do major renovations and historical restorations on residential buildings.
And this is your company?
It's my company.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are the head honcho.
Yep.
Why did you decide to do this?
I decided to do this, actually, because I was flipping a house about 5 years ago, and I had a terrible GC. Just awful. And I thought, you know what? I can mess this up all by myself. I don't need to pay somebody to do it. And I realized when I was explaining all of my pitfalls and my frustrations and you know, things that were going on with this GC to my friends and family and colleagues, what I was shocked to hear back was the same story being spoken back to me, you know, about their experiences and other things. And I thought, you know what, this has to change, because there has to be a better way to do this. And this negative connotation of construction, and, you know, people are afraid to remodel because they're afraid of the process.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to change that, you know. And I think that architecture, especially on the residential side, it's important. You know, it's our history. It's which makes it a big part of our humanity. And these residential structures that are old, you know, in Chicago, we have century-old homes mm-hmm. all over the place. Yeah. We have Frank Lloyd Wright Historic District. We need to be able to protect these homes. We need to be able to further the industry. And we can't do that if people are afraid of us. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see. And 5 years later, here we are, you know, in one house at a time. We're trying to change the process.
That's awesome. How many houses a year do you do?
We do 4 to 6 per year.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And not all big. You know, we probably have 2 big projects a year, and then, you know, the others are medium sized.
Are you doing, like, you know, a bathroom remodel or a whole home or additions?
For the most part, we're doing whole home gut rehabs. If, you know, that's what I would consider a big project.
Sometimes, yeah,
down to the
studs.
But we are design-led, so we work exclusively with designers and architects, and mm-hmm. I don't really have a minimum size. You know, if they design an awesome closet and I have a drawing for it, we'll do it. So there's no real minimum limit, but typically when people have a designer or an architect on board, it's pretty significant.
Yeah.
And did you do the firehouse recently?
I did, yeah. We're just finishing up that this month.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's the oldest framed firehouse in Chicago. It's a historic landmark, and that project was really awesome. So by the oldest framed firehouse, what that means is in about the 1920s, 1930s, they started knocking down all the framed firehouses and replacing them with brick firehouses.
Oh, okay.
So. You know, because of the Chicago fire. And so
right.
also at that time, if you'll remember, cars were becoming more popular. Mm-hmm. A lot of these framed firehouses, just like mine, have horse stalls.
Cool.
You know, they were using to transport things. So there was a need there. So a lot of these framed firehouses got knocked down. So this is one of the only ones left. And it's the oldest one that was built. So
does it still have horse stalls?
It does not. Have horse stalls. That was replaced with a garage, but the main pipe in the basement is the biggest one I've ever seen.
Wow.
In a residential house. It's like twice the size of my head.
But your head's not that big, so.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true.
Cool. And where is this located?
It's right near North Center, so basically Western and Irving Park in Chicago.
Wow, I live right over there. In fact, I often on Saturday mornings work for a female farmer at the North Center Farmers Market.
Oh, see, small world.
Right.
Do they have tours of the firehouse? Like, can you go check it out?
They haven't. No, I mean, right now you can probably walk by the outside, but no, it's privately owned. So.
Oh, it's not a firehouse anymore?
No.
Yeah, a lot of them are getting converted into really cool homes.
That is cool. Yeah. I have friends who live in a church, a former church out in Hinckley.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. So, Allison,
that's awesome.
You said you got into this because the opinions that people gave you as a female sometimes. You know what? You're GC. You said that you could do much better. Are you getting a lot of people looking at you like, uh-oh, female, you know, she's not going to know what she's talking about. I'm going to have to explain things. It's not going to be good enough. Do you have any backlash from being a female in construction? That's awesome.
The funny thing, I think, from an owner standpoint, like if you're an owner looking to talk to a GC, is they're not threatened by a woman. You know, they don't. I actually feel like I have a bit of an advantage because they don't feel like I'm pulling one over on them. You know, I just think people feel in general more comfortable. And also, for a lot of these projects, especially like the really big ones, it's the wives who are managing the projects. It's not, and women want to work with women, and no one wants to be mansplained to. These people are spending a lot of money, and we back it up with really, really great subs, you know, and I hate to say it, but it's just a reality. You know, I have a superintendent who's a 6'4" bald Polish guy.
Awesome.
So if there's any of that, he resolves it. So, you know, it's we have really strong teams. I would say that the funny thing about, I don't really have an issue from the owner side. On the sub side, especially when we first started, there was this very openly, like, everyone was openly surprised. Like, I would never fail that, like, if we were bringing on a new subcontractor, he would walk up to me and go, "You're a girl." He'd be like,
I know. And here's the thing is that Allison is a petite female. She's pretty and very petite, and I'm sure that they're like, the dichotomy between you and your foreman has got to be hilarious.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. And I think, you know, my superintendent, he gets a little frustrated because the guys now, you know, they get a little more emotional, you know, on the job sites where, like, something is wrong. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, we got to do this or do that or, you know, come on, guys. You know, and I had one that looked at me and I was like, listen, you know, it didn't work out, like, you know, whatever you want to say. I don't agree. Fix it. I'll pay. Whatever. You know, and I was really frustrated. And he stops and he looks at me and goes, "Oh, well, now you've hurt my feelings. Now you've hurt my feelings."
Really?
And I looked at my super and he was like, "What the?" You know, and I said,
Allison, we thank you so much for calling in. We're going to talk a little bit after the news break about your company so people can contact you if you want to. Thank you so much. If you have a chance to call anybody, 847-475-1590.
You're
listening to
Mighty House.
Thank you.